Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, too funny. Welcome back. 424-645-685. Thank you for engaging in us and allowing us to be silly. Me and Strick and Nathan haven't been together for a while.
That's right.
So the fact that we can be silly. And introducing Nathan to Vanity 6. Vanity 6.
That's why Old School's awesome. You guys teach me something new every day.
Vanity 6. Apollonia, Susan, and Brenda. And then Apollonia took over when the movie Purple Rain was scheduled. Vanity was going to be it, but there were some contractual issues. So Prince did what Prince does, and he went and got as close to... Is that an upgrade? Where do you put... Apollonia and Vanity are...
They're on the same plane to me.
Like, they're in the same... They're from the same Amazon goddess colony.
They're in the same plane.
So she did a movie, and then she also did. She was the heroine of Last Dragon, the blaxploitation kung fu movie.
Oof.
That was a cult classic. So if you haven't gotten a chance, it's there. Pretty good stuff.
Who's the master?
Show enough.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. It's there. Like I said, it's good to be back. To get some of the stuff out. It is an interesting week for Nebraska football. It is an opportunity, and that's my favorite phrase. That's the coach in me, is that it's always an opportunity. And if Nebraska could get itself together for a week, especially against Wisconsin, a struggling Wisconsin team, right, to think of the value to turn Wisconsin into a 5-6 team. There's some additional value to that. Beating a Wisconsin team that you haven't beaten in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Catching them after Iowa, and they didn't do anything well against Iowa. Iowa played poorly, 146 yards total offense, 150 yards total offense, still won the game by two scores.
Crazy.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Mertz was terrible. There's no other way to put it. He was terrible. Like, we watched some quarterback play that was not stellar. Mm-hmm. Mertz put the ball on the turf and was hitting Iowa defenders in full stride.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive tackles looked familiar. They looked familiar, and things happening that just can't happen in Big Ten play with your offensive lineman, your big offensive lineman. It looked different. Defensively, their secondary, beatable in every space. I mean, again, if I was throwing the ball and getting big plays, big chunk plays, that's open for everybody. I kind of like the coach and the way he's going through handling this interim situation. It's never easy to be interim coach because it means that things are so monumentally bad that you have to cut ties and write off your investment, your emotional investment, your financial investment, your philosophical investment in a thing. And putting somebody in play to handle that in a competent professional way, and it's just not easy to do. not even at Wisconsin, where you've got a depth chart of three that looks the way Big Ten teams are supposed to look. Like, they have talent. They had a culture of winning. They knew how to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they lost it. They forgot how to win, and they've forgotten how to play competently. And so it's the opportunity for Nebraska to do right one final time at home. Look, for the seniors and for some of the underclassmen, this is your last game at Memorial Stadium. Whether you choose for it to be intentionally or not, but if you're a guy who returned the extra year and you get one more chance to make a statement to this fan base, to yourself, to all the work and sacrifices you made, all the work you put in, right? All the injuries you fought through, you have one more chance at home.
Goes to show how quick it goes.
So, Strick, do you remember your last home game at Nebraska?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Right? So it sticks with you.
It is. It's very emotional.
Right?
And it sticks and stays with you. It's very emotional to know that this is the last time that you'll get the opportunity to show and prove and leave it all out on the line there in that moment. Yes, you may get opportunities in the tournaments and whatnot, but this is the last time that you're going to be at home in front of those guys. It's a special moment. It touches your heart deeply. So I can imagine what the feeling's going to be.
Right? So for all these players, and look, for the coaching staff, for this coaching staff, we don't know what it looks like. But we do know that for one more Saturday, in front of a full crowd, in front of against a rival, somebody that matters to you, you have a chance to make a statement. And I love the people say, you know, be careful what you say about yourself because people will start to believe you. You got a shot to go 1-0. And I don't care. Like, the Big Ten doesn't care what your injuries are. Big Ten doesn't care what chaos you have. Wisconsin will tell you. Nobody in the Big Ten cares that they got a new coach and that they got injured players and they're not playing up to standard. You think Nebraska cares? Like, this is a chance. You have a wounded fighter.
Yep.
And now the most dangerous fighter is the hurt fighter, the one with nothing to lose. So now you have two fighters who are both hurt, both staggering, who have a chance to get right. One of them will. Why not Nebraska? Why not Nebraska? For me, it's what you want from it. It's what you root for. Strick, how did your coaches regain focus to simply the next game?
Well, one of the things that, you know, our coaches would try to do is, it's very similar to, like, the metaphor of what they would do and how they said it would be very similar to what you would say to someone that would try to drive a car looking in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too small,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you've got all the vision of everything in the presence in the now, where you are on this mile marker, what exit's still before you. You've got all this space in front of you, but why are you looking in the rearview mirror at all of that small stuff that's going on behind you, right?
Yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So it's very similar in the messaging to that. Just getting you to continue to understand that we're now in the present. We can't look at what's going on three games ahead, where the tournament looks like, who's going to be in the tournament, what seedings are going to be. Can't look at that. We've just got to look at what's going on right now, who we're going into the trenches with, what you're scouting and focusing on, who you have to deal with across from you and what they're going to be doing to try to stop you and what you need to do. Stay on that. And that's really that's all that you can do.
It's always interesting, Nate, as a fan, like you're officially in the fan club.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you're officially a part of the fan base. How are you going into Saturday? Like, are you just beat down? Are you exhaling? Are you expecting the worst? Are you hoping for the best? How do you go through it? We'll ask the text line. Please let us know what the temperature in the room is, how the fan base is going into Saturday, going through this week. How are you getting through it?
I'm a Kool-Aid drinker, DP. Mm-hmm. I always have been, mm-hmm. and I always will be. I think that you can look at this team and point at very specific instances in every game. You can throw the Michigan game. You can throw the Illinois game in there. You can say you are in a position where you could win mm-hmm. in every game that you played in. And you're playing against a team that plays the same brand of football as the past teams you just saw.
Mm-hmm.
The same brand of
football.
They
just don't do it as well.
The same thing. They just don't do it as well.
Right.
And at the same time, you're at home. Anytime you've been to stadiums across the country. I've been to stadiums across the country. Anytime you're Memorial Stadium, you got a shot.
I have to fully say that before I got here, I'm not sure I would have put Memorial Stadium game day currently in the top five. But even as business stands, I would still put it in the top five.
Yeah.
I would still put it in the top five for game day experience, for the fan experience, for the player experience and how the players are engaged in that space. I would still put it in the top five. Now, I get all excited at the idea and concept of what it would be like if things were going well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like yeah. all the other fans. Like, I want to know what that building is like when things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing about PBA and to see Haymarket. I've heard about Haymarket and all those other things. So let's go to it. Let's go get him. Let's bring him in. Hall of Famer. G.O.D. What's happening, Jay Foreman?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you tell me. We trying to figure out. We trying That's to good. Take. We still – we haven't forgiven Strick because he got Hallie's number and lost it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got Halle Berry's phone number and lost it, Jay. He lost the number.
So he fumbled the bag.
That's exactly what I said on the stream. I text that back to all the streamers. I said, Stricky fumbled the bag. It was a major turnover on that. Hey, because we didn't have the cloud. I could have went back in the cloud if I would have, you know, we didn't have that situation back then.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you sure you want after Dave Justice? You sure you want all that?
It was
sure
before Dave Justice, my boy. That's what would have been better. I would have found out for myself.
Yeah, she'd have missed the World Series. That's all. Jay, what's the temperature of the room here? What are we looking at? I've been out of this. What's the temperature of the room as you head into Wisconsin week? Is the vibe, is the feeling, hold your breath, hope? Expectation, beat down, mental bit depressed. What's the vibe?
It's probably a little bit of everything. I mean, Michigan brought it to them. So there's a harsh reality, kind of like where you're at and where you should be shooting to be, I guess. And then when you look at everything else, everybody's on pins and needles to see what the decision is going to be and then where you can, obviously in the offseason, always try to forecast. And, you had a lot of people, media included, already kind of looking towards next year and all that stuff. But, I think ultimately it's just, see the work ahead. The one thing about Nebraska is, look, there's a ton of support, without a doubt, best fans in the nation. A ton of money, which is, from the support and donors and people, being at every game. You got support from the athletic department, former players, et cetera, which is on the same level with any, other university in the nation, but you just got to work a little harder here. And that's the thing. And that's the hard, sometimes, whether you can draw, your perfect coach in your perfect world versus, getting a guy that's, want to come here and be a part of something special because I'm a firm believer there's only a few places on the level of Lincoln or Nebraska when the football team is relevant. And so, I think that, we'll just see. I think it's just, it's comes from it. Are you tired of trying to do it the other way that has not worked? Or are you going to try to, keep banging your head and do it another way? I mean, if you want to be a team that's physical on both sides of the line, explosive in the run game and potentially in the pass game, as Michigan has been over the last couple of years, and that gets you on the national scene, then, you know, then you kind of look at their blueprint. If you're trying to be, you know, once every, like, 10 years, then you try to do it another way. It's just, you know, it kind of, when you're in the Big Ten, you got to adapt, and that's the way it is, and it's about playing football. It's not that hard. You know what it is to do, but it's hard to execute because you got to get a lot of people to buy in, and you got to have patience, but then you got to have expectations along with that patience, and it's something that I think a lot of people, especially in the media, is afraid to have expectations, let alone patience. They only exercise one or the other. And the reality is, if you're going about your business the right way, you won't focus on things you don't need to. You know, there's like I was listening to somebody talk about the Raiders, right? And they were talking about Derek Carr and what he said, sometimes listen between the lines where he said, you know, you got some guys in here, you know, laying it on the line because they want to, you know, be here and win, and some guys aren't. See, like, that's a conversation that generally is talked about to a, you know, trusted media member after the locker room is, like, cleared out. But, see, the Raiders, like a lot of places, you're worried about, you know, what media is in the practice, who's there, who's that, versus what you're doing at practice. See, like, all those things that Nebraska's been worried about for so long, it's still happening even afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. As we've seen a couple weeks ago, or, you know, I don't know, 10 days ago. So at the end of the day, you got to handle your business and know who you're dealing with. And it starts with the football coach or the president, athletic director, all down the chain, all the way down to the guy that turns the lights on and off, guy or gal turns the lights on and off, and then you go from there. You know, it's not a, you know, hard thing to fix. I do think rebuilding the line is not going to be hitting the transfer portal and catching a genie in a bottle and think you're going to get, like, four Larry Allens and stuff like that. And then next thing you know, we're always back on top. It's going to come from, you know, practicing the right way, lifting the right way, training the right way, and mentally being ready to go out there and be physical. And it's got to be a way of life. It can't be something that you try to turn on Saturday. Because that just won't work, and it hasn't worked. And so it's just like, I would say it's a rebuilding of your brand and identity versus rebuilding, you know, your whole football program. To me, a rebuilding of a whole football program is coming in, kind of like a Bill O'Brien did after the Penn State scandal, SMU after they went on the death penalty, or, you know, some other, you know, something like that. You got to go from the ground up now versus here. You got to rebuild the brand, rebuild who you are. You got to have really, really come to terms with your identity, who you want to be, and be okay with working towards that and it not being a quick fix, because you don't want to compare yourself to somebody that's already done it, because that's not fair to you and it's not fair to your fans. You got to have something that's tangible to where you walk away from the game and people can say, I see exactly what they're trying to do. They're not there yet, but I know exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And why they're doing it, and this is how it will be successful, because it's been successful for decades. Yeah. Okay, and what is a quarter century? Is 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
It was successful for a quarter century, and I don't know what 50 years is. That's a half a century. It's been successful for that long, all across America, and so once you adapt that in your own way, then you'll be, you know, right back to where everybody, you know, will be at a different temperature or pulse, you know, this late in the season in November, which that's when football really gets exciting, coming down the stretch and see who can separate themselves.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to ask you to hold on. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll close out the show. I'm going to ask you your take on the game of the year. We'll talk about that with Jay Foreman when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.